Chapter 12. I will be tolerant of birds that I flock with, but not of you. Opening questions. Do you believe you are a tolerant person? What is a truly tolerant person? Do tolerant people hate, despise, have animosity towards, or simply dislike other people who have different beliefs? If I claim to be a tolerant person, yet I judge and label a person as intolerant, am I not being intolerant myself in that very action? How does a person who claims to be tolerant know what is right and wrong and thus worth holding or defending as a tolerant belief? Should I hold or rely on beliefs that are fallacious? One of the most popular beliefs in today's Western culture based on relativism is the belief called tolerance. It sounds like a good belief to hold and to practice towards others. However, there are some important distinctions to be made about the belief. Sadly, and oftentimes, those who preach tolerance the loudest are some of the most intolerant people. What this means is that these people hold a contradictory, self-serving belief that only makes them hypocritical and brings no light to others. Below are three versions of possible definitions for a tolerant person. Version 1, the most popular. To be a tolerant person, you must accept all other people's beliefs or behaviors, and if you cannot accept something, you must not express disapproval towards the person who hold the belief or engage in the behavior. A belief that includes this principle, you must accept all other people's beliefs or behaviors, is self-defeating, which means it is impossible to practice. The person who says they hold to that belief and encounters a person who believes they should not accept all other persons' beliefs or behaviors will contradict their own belief by rejecting that person's belief and judging it as wrong. So, for example, let's say person 1 is a person who says they hold to this version of tolerance. Let's say person 2 comes along and says, I believe that homosexual marriage is wrong. Person 1 reacts to person 2's statement and says, oh, your belief is wrong, you are a bigot. Person 1 has not accepted person 2's belief and in so doing is in contradiction to their own stated tolerance belief. Let's read that again. For example, let's say person 1 is a person who says they hold to this version of tolerance. Let's say person 2 comes along and says, I believe that homosexual marriage is wrong. Person 1 reacts to person 2's statement and says, oh, your belief is wrong, you are a bigot. Person 1 has not accepted person 2's belief and in so doing is in contradiction to their own stated tolerance belief. In essence, this belief is promoted by those who desire to believe that there are no universal moral standard by which people should live, just their own personal standard. And in so doing, they practice hypocrisy in terms of not applying their tolerance belief to others who disagree. Version 2, better than version 1, but still deficient. To be a tolerant person, you must accept your culture's majority views or beliefs of acceptable human beliefs or behaviors. And if you cannot accept them, you must not express disapproval towards the person or persons who hold the belief or engage in the behavior. This statement is better than the first, self-contradicting and thus false statement just examined, but it still contains two fatal flaws. First, who decides what is the majority views or beliefs are, and by what standard do you judge them as right or wrong? For example, let's say most people in a nation society, other than the United States, believe that the American people are generally evil. Is the majority of people in that society tolerant of American people? According to the above belief, only if they do not express disapproval of American people. However, the truth is that human belief drives human behavior, thus exposing the second flaw. If a group of people believe that American people are generally evil, then they will very likely manifest behavior that aligns with that belief. Most Islamic jihadists are a good example. It is unreasonable to believe that people who hold a belief like those people are evil will not somehow manifest that belief with consistent behavior when opportunities arise. Version 3, the truly tolerant person. To be a tolerant person, you ought to desire to cause no harm to others, nor desire harm come to them, no matter how different they are from you, or no matter how much you disagree with their beliefs. The truly tolerant person will normally be careful or sensitive in the way they seek to have a discussion with the person they disagree with. This statement is not self-contradictory and does not contain the significant flaws of the prior statements. Thus, it should be adopted as the only valid definition of a tolerant person. Yet, it is not. Instead, the popular culture holds to some form or some version of the first two definitions of a tolerant person that we read a minute ago. At the most basic level, the popular concept of tolerance, version 1, is false. If a tolerant person judges another person as intolerant, then their belief is self-defeating, meaning they contradict themselves. The moment a person proclaiming to be tolerant claims or castigates another as intolerant, they have no reasonable basis to proclaim or believe that they themselves are tolerant. What many who proclaim tolerance the loudest are really saying is that they have a belief or behavior that they think is right and good and want others to accept it and believe it. Those who disagree with their viewpoint are labeled as intolerant or bigots or some other such intolerant label. As we have seen, a logically false practice. This is an extremely important truth I hope readers and listeners will be able to understand. This is one of the primary tools that is being used to shut down free speech or free expression of ideas in Western cultures. For example, homosexuals seem to be a person type that are eager to proclaim the tolerance belief. They want others to tolerate their beliefs and behavior regarding human sexuality. They say that it is intolerant for a person to say or believe that a homosexual belief or behavior is wrong or harmful. They say that their beliefs or behavior ought to be viewed as good, right, and acceptable human behavior, and those that say or even believe otherwise are at a minimum intolerant. It seems to this author that many outspoken homosexuals seem to be unable to refrain from more severe judgments against people who disagree with their beliefs or behavior, and use terms like hateful, bigots, homophobic, and the like to label those who disagree with them. Do you see the problem? Even if a person is a kind and caring person and would never think of harming someone, including a homosexual, and essentially is perfect in gently and sincerely expressing their view that homosexual behavior is wrong and harmful, they are judged as at least intolerant by people who hold to the belief or practice it and who want others to believe the same way. What is the homosexual standard to justify their beliefs and behavior? They have none other than where relativism leaves people. Because what I believe is right and true for me. Or because this person or group of people believe it is acceptable. Or this expert over here says so. Unfortunately, it also makes the homosexuals who promote the tolerance belief just as hypocritical as the religious people they appear to hate. As can be seen in the behavior and words of many outspoken homosexuals or those homosexuals who actively promote their lifestyle, they do not practice what they preach. They are among the most intolerant people, by any definition, towards others who don't agree with their beliefs and practices. The reader might want to question why that is. For a framework on human sexuality, see Appendix 4, A Basic Framework for Human Sexuality. Lest you think this author is biased towards homosexuals, I would also say that most religious people do not practice what they preach and also seem to have great difficulty avoiding hypocrisy. In fact, this author would say that we all, as humans, have difficulty avoiding hypocrisy in some manner or degree. This author believes that a well-lived life has two components. First, having the right beliefs to guide one's life, and second, consistently practicing or living out those beliefs. In regard to avoiding hypocrisy, it is extremely important to make the distinction between a person's failures to live out what they say they believe in contrast to a person saying the standard they believe needs to be changed to accommodate their behavior. For example, I can say or preach that I believe that all high saturated fat food is unhealthy. My standard could be medical or scientific reports or data that demonstrate that indeed high saturated fat food is bad for human health. If, however, you catch me eating a high saturated fat food, my response will be telling. If I say, oh, well, the evidence that the high fat foods are bad for human health is suspect, then I am justifying my behavior and wrongly attacking the standard to do so. If, however, I say, well, yes, high fat food is bad and I should never eat it, but I fail occasionally and eat it because I enjoy the flavor, my response is not attacking the standard, and thus my response is more objective and humble. Unfortunately, we as humans seem to lack clarity when it comes to seeing our own faults, and we would rather get what we want, in this example, the flavor of high saturated fat foods, defend ourselves and attack the standard rather than being seen as wrong. What exactly accounts for that? Perhaps self-pride? How does that tendency fit into the physicalist's beliefs? Here are some additional examples to illustrate the erroneous nature of the popular tolerant belief. Example A. An adult person believes that it is good to have sexual relations with 12-year-olds and lives in a nation where the behavior is not illegal. The adult's belief is, it is good and right for me to have sexual relations with 12-year-olds. According to the popular tolerant belief, it would be intolerant to attempt to change or correct that adult's behavior. Example B. A person believes that teaching young children that people group X, like Jews or Indians or black people, etc., are less than human scum is good and right. That person's belief ought to be tolerated, and to try to convince them otherwise would be intolerant. Example C. Adult person A believes that God exists and has given mankind a moral standard by which to live, and by which they will be held accountable, including that the only acceptable expressions of human sexuality are between a husband and his wife, a man and woman committed to care for each other for life. Is this belief tolerated and respected by the many people who currently live in the U.S.? Here is a very realistic scenario to test if person A's beliefs are tolerated. Person B, a person who proclaims their tolerance belief regularly to others, yells at person A, as person A states his belief publicly in a calm and appropriate manner, and accuses person A of proclaiming hate speech. Does the reader get the point? Will the listener use reason to conclude what is evidently and undeniably true? What is evident is that reason or truth do not play a part in person B's reaction to person A, and it is also evident that person B is contradicting his own stated tolerance belief and thus is acting hypocritically. As such, person B's corrections of person A should be ignored, and his statements regarding the topic he is being hypocritical about should be seriously questioned, in this case, his tolerance belief. What happens in reality? Person B's words get published by the, quote, objective press, unquote, while the same press paints person B's words in a favorable light and context, while subtly, and increasingly not so subtly, supporting person B's contention that person A is in the wrong or even full of hate. When the laws are changed to support the homosexual view that believing or stating the belief that homosexual behavior is morally wrong is hate speech or evil intolerance, what do you think is going to happen to those people who speak out their beliefs that homosexual behavior is wrong? Do you think they will be tolerated? When the LGBT community and those who support them call people who oppose their agenda hateful bigots, get the political power to enforce their views, how do you think those people are going to act towards we who disagree with them? Do you think calm and respectful reason is going to be the path? Do you think tolerance is going to characterize their actions towards us? Or do you think that the hatred expressed in their voices as they call us hateful bigots might escalate into persecution? The popular belief of tolerance, while sounding good, is built on the erroneous foundation of moral or relative or existential relativism. This chapter has demonstrated the error of that popular belief by showing people who hold to the erroneous definitions of tolerance contradict themselves and pronounce self-defeating statements. When people say things that are false, self-defeating or contradictory, Those statements ought to be rejected, and reason should be appealed to in order to find the truth of the matter. So, we saw what a truly tolerant person is in this chapter. What about the belief that I really need to respect other people's beliefs in order to be a good person? Let us examine that belief in the next chapter. Chapter summary. To be a tolerant person, you ought to desire to cause no harm to others, nor desire harm come to them, no matter how different they are from you, or no matter how much you disagree with their beliefs. The truly tolerant person will be careful or sensitive in the way they seek to have a discussion with the person they disagree with. Those who claim to be tolerant, yet who call others intolerant or other negative labels because they don't like their beliefs, are contradicting themselves, being hypocritical, and thus their claims or judgments that cause them to be hypocritical or contradictory ought to be closely examined and usually rejected.